These Haitians say their homes are no longer a safe place. In the midst of gang wars, they've sought shelter at an empty school. 16-year-old Michelet Jean was at home one Saturday when he was hit by a stray bullet.
There was no school that day. We stayed at home, and there was a lot of shooting. Many people were killed, many people were shot, and some didn't have a chance to save themselves. The situation is really bad.
Hundreds of people are sleeping in classrooms, some on shared mattresses, others on the cold floor. Many children came here without their parents. One community leader says they wore their school uniforms so gangsters would think they were going to class.
The children said that the situation had worsened on Saturday, 16th of July, that they couldn't find water to drink, that they couldn't find food, that they wanted to go out. So on Sunday, we went to take them out.
Others are still trapped in the city's poorest neighborhood, caught up in a turf war. UN agencies say they can do nothing. It's too dangerous. Those who did manage to escape are scarred by what they experienced.
I found the bullet next to my head. I was sleeping and I heard the bullet. I had a child with me and I told him to get under the bed.
Violent crime has increased since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last year. The political instability has emboldened gangs. Haiti's government has been unable to end the bloodshed, forcing children like these to do what they can to save themselves. Ian Bruce, Al Jazeera.